Simps, welcome back to Michie Characters X Listener. This is a Tenya Ida X Female Listener. There is moaning, and this is an 18-up warning. Yeah. None of us are 18. We all know that. Some of us are. Some of us aren't. Most of us. Anyways, let's get started. I regret so much already. I didn't pre-read this, so... yeah, I just clicked on it. Yeah, let's get started. Ugh, Jesus. Ida, Moyan moaned as she had been calling out Tenya's name, but he wasn't there. Moyan was alone, pleasuring herself to the thought of the class rep. She had been crushing on him for a while now, and thought about him almost every day. Moyan tensed and came onto her fingers, pulling them out, and she sat up on her bed. She went to the bathroom and washed her hands. And then there was a knock on her door. Moyan went to open it and saw who she had been thinking of before her. Tenya? I mean Ida. She grins. Tenya, with a flustered face, looked down at her. Can we talk? He asked. Oh, sure, come in, she said, opening her door. Ida walked into her dorm and sat down at a little table she had in the middle of her room.
I need to sneeze.
Okay, I think I'm fine now. I apologize for the intrusion. I received a message from Mina, he said. Moyan felt her heart drop to her stomach. Mina had the dorm next to hers. Moyan sat down on the table and Edith... oh, shit. Fuck. I scrolled too far. Mina had the dorm next to her. Hers. Moyan sat down on the table and Edith stands. She sent me a recording... oh, shit.
I'm so sorry. Okay, we have to continue this.
She sent me a recording audio and nothing else, he says, standing in front of Moyan. And he put a hand on her thigh. Ida? Moyan stood as he leaned in closer. Your voice is so cute, calling out my name like that, he says, a smile pulling on his lips. What? She shouts. He left. You heard me. He spread her legs apart, allowing him to press his hips to hers, and whispered in her ear, I want to hear more, my star. Moyan's face burned red. This is all a dream. I'm dreaming. There's no way Ida is actually here right now. Ida, what are you? Moyan forgets what she was going on in her head as she felt Ida start to kiss her neck. I want you to cry out my name, he murmurs into her skin. Moyan starts to feel Ida roll his hips against hers. Ida, please don't tease, she cried, matching his rhythm. Ida massaged her inner thigh with his hand and using the other to slide up her shirt. Tenya stands back and buckles his uniform pants. With one hand, the other still on Moyan's thigh. He pushes her on her back and pulls her legs to him, pulling them over his shoulders. Moyan swallowed harshly, as she only dreamed of this, but now she was about to actually experience it. Don't you dare cover your mouth, he said. Moyan nodded. Ida teased her entrance before slowly pushing in. You're so tight, he says, groaning. He groans. Ida, she cries out, feeling his size inside her. I'm gonna start moving, he warns. Maya nods and grabs the side of the table. And grabs the side of the table as Ida... Huh? I lost my place already. Oh shit, I scrolled too far. As Ida retreats and thrusts back in, he continues the rhythm as Wayan moans aloud. Ha, Ida. I'm not moaning. You're not getting moans out of me today. Ida harder, she cries, looking up at him. Ida panting himself, strengthens his thrust, and Wayan gets louder. I'm not moaning that. Wayan arches her back, and Ida grips onto her thighs, keeping her from moving. He slows down for a moment, and then starts up again, thrusting much faster than before. So cute, my star, Ida said, through heavy breaths. Tenya, Wayan throws her head back and moans loudly. Tenya winces, feeling her walls tighten around him as she came. Star, my star. Ida releases her legs and drops his hands onto the table, around her body, panting heavily. The two of them stare at each other. Ida pulls out and helps Wayan to sit up. Did I hurt you at all? He asks, snapping the button of his pants. Oh, no, I'm all right, she said, hopping down from the table. Cuddles? Of course. Ida scoops her up and lays her down on the bed, shuffling in beside her. Wayan snuggles into his chest and he wraps his arms around her small body. You know Mina hurt us, right? Wayan says. She did? Ida blushes furiously. I did! A call came from the wall. The end. Yeah. That was a one shot. Yeah. Anyways, have a good day and your evening. If you guys want to read this yourself, I leave the link in the description. You're not getting moans out of me. I am not moaning any of that. Anyways, have a good day, night, or evening.